Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Chris Altieri. Pope Benedict XVI's apostolic pilgrimage to the Holy Land continues today. The Holy Father's biggest meeting this morning was with leaders of the Muslim community, along with the diplomatic corps and representatives of Jordanian universities. Emer McCarthy reports.
The meeting took place at the Al Hussein bin Talal Mosque, named after Jordan's late king. Jordan's Prince Ghazi bin Mohammed bin Talal, King Abdullah's chief advisor on religious affairs and one of the main signatories of the 2007 open letter Our Common Word, addressed to Pope Benedict, greeted the Holy Father at the beginning of the encounter.
I bid your Holiness welcome today, as we understand this visit to be a deliberate gesture of goodwill and mutual respect from the supreme spiritual leader and pontiff of the largest denomination of the world's largest religion to the world's second largest religion.
Pope Benedict discussed the true nature of religion and the necessary grounds on which to build a peaceful and healthy social order. He said, while there are undeniable tensions and divisions among the followers of different religious traditions, it is often the case that the ideological manipulation of religion is the real catalyst for tension and division, and at times even violence in society.
Muslims and Christians, precisely because of the burden of our common history, so often marked by misunderstanding, must today strive to be known and recognized as worshippers of God, faithful to prayer, eager to uphold and live by the Almighty decrees, merciful and compassionate, consistent in bearing witness to all that is true and good, and ever mindful of the common origin and dignity of all human persons who remain at the apex of God's creative design for the world and for history.
The Pope praised the resolve of Jordanian educators and religious and civic leaders to ensure that the public face of religion reflects its true nature, and went on to say Christians and Muslims can face one of the modern world's greatest challenges together.
This task is a challenge to cultivate for the good, in the context of faith and truth, the vast potential of human reason. Christians, in fact, describe God, among other ways, as creative reason, which orders and guides the world. And God endows us with the capacity to participate in his reason and thus to act in accordance with what is good. Muslims worship God, the creator of heaven and earth, who has spoken to humanity. And as believers in the one God, we know that human reason is itself a gift and that it soars to its highest plane when surfaced with the light of God's truth.
Pope Benedict concluded by saying genuine adherence to religion widens the horizon of human understanding and ensures that freedom is exercised hand in hand with truth, and it adorns culture with insights concerning all that is true, good, and beautiful. I'm Emer McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.